You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Bulls regained control of the market today and Infosys made a whopping 4% jump. Those were among the big headlines from the street. For everything else, you just have to stay tuned for the next 6 or 7 minutes. My name is Rakesh Sharma. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The Indian market logged healthy gains today on the 11th of October, underpinned by positive global sentiment as optimism for a US-China trade truce grew stronger, while investors hoped Britain was moving closer to a smooth Brexit. After opening higher, equity benchmarks experienced bouts of volatility in the first half of the session, but barring a momentary blip, the market remained in the green for the day, supported by gains in select heavyweights like Infosys, HDFC and Hindustan Unilever. Shrikant Chauhan, Senior Vice President, Equity Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Despite weakness in the first half, we saw smart recovery in the market towards the end, which implies that the market is about to resume its uptrend. The strategy should be to stay away from catching a falling knife. Nifty is likely to face hurdles at 11,450 and 11,550 in the near term," unquote. The 30-share BSE Sensex closed 247 points or 0.65% higher to end on the other side of 38,000 at 38,127.08, and 20 of the 30 stocks were in the green. Infosys, Vedanta and Tata Motors emerged as the top gainers, while Yes Bank, Mahindra & Mahindra and Tata Consultancy Services ended as the top laggards. The Nifty Pack closed with a gain of 71 points or 0.63% to close at 11,305.05. Overall, 35 stocks logged gains in the index and 15 settled with losses. The secondary indices underperformed the benchmark. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices ended 0.24% and 0.38% up, respectively. They were both up, but certainly not in keeping with the benchmark. Barring BSE Energy, which was down 0.41%, oil and gas down 0.41% as well, and utilities down 0.08%, all other sectoral indices gained today, with metal rising as much as 2.44%. Nifty Bank settled at 28,036.35, marginally up by 0.08% today. For the week, Sensex and Nifty Bank gained 1% each. Some stocks that were in the news today. Shares of Infosys rallied 4.19% to close at 815.70 rupees on the BSE today, ahead of its September quarter earnings. Post-market hours, the company's numbers came in line with street expectations. Shares of Cipla settled 4.57% higher at 441.55 rupees after management clarified on Goa unit inspection, saying there are no data integrity and repeat observations. Shares of Indiabulls Real Estate ended locked in 5% upper circuit at 43.40 rupees after its board approved a 500 crore rupee share buyback proposal. Shares of IndusInd Bank slipped 0.46% to close at 1,223.25 rupees as most brokerages cut their target price on the stock after the company reported a 3.4% sequential decline in September quarter profit. And finally, shares of TCS, Tata Consultancy Services, fell 0.87% to 1,987.05 rupees a day after the IT heavyweight released a softer set of numbers for the July to September quarter of the financial year 2020, missing street estimates. I, of course, bring to you stories of the day in which I recap events from across the country and the world. But let's take a quick look at some top news of the day. The Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 was awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation, and in particular for his decisive initiative to resolve the border conflict with neighboring Eritrea. The center, meanwhile, here in India, may produce the Personal Data Protection Bill 2018 in the coming winter session, according to a report by PTI, quoting a senior official of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. Oil prices surged more than 2% today after an Iranian tanker was hit by suspected missile strikes in Saudi Arabia, sparking fresh supply concerns in the already tense Gulf region. And finally, Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived for a two-day informal summit with Prime Minister Modi in the coastal town of Mahabalipuram in Tamil Nadu. During the summit, the two leaders are expected to attempt a strategic rebalancing in bilateral ties, strained by a hardline approach on the Kashmir issue from both sides. How did financial markets elsewhere perform today? European stocks rose for the third straight day on optimism around US-China trade talks and London's latest Brexit moves. This according to a report by Reuters. China's Shanghai Composite climbed 0.88%, while South Korea's Kospi gained 0.81%. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 1.15%. What did the technical view look like over the course of the day's trade? Nifty formed a hammer candle pattern on the weekly chart, which is, of course, a bullish reversal candle by nature. The index managed to close within its rising channel pattern on the weekly chart. Rohit Singhre, senior technical analyst at LKP Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Immediate hurdle for Nifty is coming near 11,350 to 11,400, and support for the index is coming near 11,220 to 11,080. Any decisive break above 11,400 can result in a quick move towards 11,500 to 11,600, unquote. So that's it. The week has come to an end. There have been ups and downs, but on balance, it has been a week of gains and certainly was a good day on Dalal Street today. Certainly good news for Infosys as well. On our Digging Deeper podcast today, I will be talking to two associates from Cyril Amarchand Mangaldas, Radhika Gagar and Sheshvi Kadakia, who will be telling me how to make a will. So you can also find out if you have to be a billionaire to write a will, or even if you have 10,000 bucks in your bank account, if you can make a will. The answer to that question is yes, anybody can make a will. But for more on that, you just have to listen to that podcast. And as usual, I'll also bring to you stories of the day, which is a recollection and a synopsis of everything that took place in the world. Is it ambitious? Yes. Is it possible? Oh, yes. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
A word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as Rs 289 for 1 year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
This has been a Money Control presentation.